For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. I'm headed to an open house in rural Georgetown, but the homes are few and far, some along dirt and gravel roads. But the community's prominent old paper mill is like a beacon for a shiny, cream-colored, vinyl-sided, newly built home. Its wheelchair ramp smells of freshly cut wood. People gather outside, but the home is not for sale.
We're sorry Ms. Bennett couldn't be here with us, but we are more than happy to turn it over to her daughter.
Benjamin Duncan works for the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, helping the state's most vulnerable victims of the 2015 floods.
These houses are built for those who cannot afford to rebuild the house themselves.
97-year-old Louise Chandler Bennett is the new owner of the 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, much like her old one, the place she lived for 65 years and raised 9 children.
Out of the 9 kids, I'm the youngest.
Esther Green was born in that old childhood home.
It was our best house ever.
She remembers it sturdy, strong, just like her mom.
Hugo, tornadoes came and touched base on the next street over and went over, but we were right here. Mom was in the kitchen watching it.
But Esther says the floods of 2015 were too much.
When you walk on the floor, you could hear it creeping. I mean, the floor was just, it was terrible.
Those October floodwaters may have been swift, but Esther says damage to the home was painfully slow.
At first, we didn't realize how bad it was. And when the water started coming through the ceiling in the kitchen, that's when we realized that the ceiling was about to cave in.
Daughter Loretta Carson helped move her mother from room to room.
It was on one end of the house, so we moved Mom to the other end of the house in her dining room. And once we moved her there, then there was leaking there.
The family stayed through Hurricane Matthew, only to learn soon after, termites had eaten through the wood.
My mom was a tough cookie.
Still is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she still calls the shot.
Pastor and state representative Carl Anderson is a longtime family friend.
Come on, Sister Jenny. You want to know what it is? 35.
He sized up the situation and found the family fit for state assistance.
I'm very happy that, you know, she's getting the first stick-built home in Georgetown and in the state of South Carolina.
The state is still repairing and rebuilding 2,100 homes in 22 counties some 2 years later, even as officials worry more storms threaten our coast. Daughter Regina Russell says help could not have come soon enough.
Our God is an excellent God. He will work things out for you if you just let him. And that's the best thing about all of this, because we would have never been able to do this for her.
This new home is where the family will continue to care for their mother. The empty rooms echo with promise.
My mama's going to enjoy this room.
Yeah, she is.
And she got a window she can look out.
Yeah.
Already the kids are doing what kids do, no matter how old, to make a house a home.
I just wonder why we have a dishwasher.
It's two in here.
I just wonder why we have a dishwasher when people need to exercise their fingers and wash the dishes.
Sounds like you're jealous.
This report can also be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.